About 7 miles outside of Charleston sits 9,300 acres of protected land. The Kanawha State Forest is home to hiking and biking trails, campsites, and a shooting range.
And that hillside beyond the big sycamore tree, can you see the white sycamore tree, white near the top? The mountain beyond that, it was timbered about 15 years ago or so, and it grew up pretty scrubby for a while.
Doug Woods stops his group of more than 30 Kanawha County residents to point out Middle Lick Mountain. The mountain is lush this time of year, covered in greenery and what Woods says are dozens of species of birds, snakes, and other animals. On the other side of the mountain, though, the side you can't see from the road on the eastern border of the Kanawha State Forest is the beginnings of a massive mining operation that began some 10 weeks ago. It's the site of Keystone Industries' KD Mine No. 2.
My name is Chad Cordell. I grew up here, grew up going to Kanawha State Forest, and actually spent a lot of time on this land that's going, that they want to mine.
Cordell is one of many Kanawha County residents who, when they heard about the permit, decided to organize and speak out against it. They started the Kanawha State Forest Coalition, a group Cordell says is focused on educating folks in the area about what's going on near the forest and bringing voices together to help stop it. The original mine site proposal was entered to the DEP in 2009, but when it was approved in early May this year, there were some significant changes. The proposed site of nearly 600 acres was reduced to about 414. Two proposed coal seams on the side of the mountain closest to the forest were denied, increasing the buffer zone from 300 to nearly 600 feet. And the ridge side facing the forest must be mined last, quote, limiting the time the operation is visible to park visitors, says a DEP release. A total 7 million tons of coal are estimated to be removed from Middle Lick Mountain over a 10-year period. When it's all said and done, the permit requires the mine company to restore the land, rebuilding it to its original contour and replanting a number of plant species native to the site. It's that requirement to renew the mountain that brought Woods to the forest to lead a hike, asking participants to count the number of large and small trees, shrubs, and forb species along the way.
Martha, white ash.
Woods, who worked for the DEP for 33 years until he retired in 2011, explains the point of the exercise is to show people how many different types of species live in the Kanawha Forest now, a landscape similar to the mountain set to be mined, and how many will actually be replaced when the mining is over. He stopped the group to explain.
If we were to go right now up that incline, which I'm not going to do, some of us can't do that, but if we were to do that, we'd be getting into drier conditions, so the forest is going to change a bit.
With that change, Wood says, there would be different species than what you can see from the mountain base, and a lot more than what the group had already counted.
Those numbers, crunch them all together, we have more than 100? We have 150, 160, 170, something like that? The reclamation plan calls for them to choose from a list of a handful of species so that we end up with 8 total trees and shrubs that must be planted back.
Woods tells the group even after they're planted, those species often have a hard time surviving on newly packed soil. Then he moves on to the animals. The possibility of struggling species that aren't required to be protected, or just the animals that can't save themselves, like box turtles, whose natural habitat is usually the size of a football field. As he talks, it starts to rain, and everyone crowds on the porch of a nearby cabin to wait for it to slow.
It's slacked off. Do you want to brave it, or do you want to sit here and listen to the quiet? Let's do that for a minute, because that's going to change.
That change will come from blasts as the company explodes rock faces on the mountain to get to the coal seam. Warning about the blasts and the possible fly rock are posted along the heads of some trails in the forest, as well as the shooting range.
Fly rock is, it doesn't typically come in great showers. Typically, if you get a fly rock that goes outside of the zone it's intended to fly in, it is a boulder or a couple of boulders. But, I mean, if they're blasting, I'm not going to be here, that's for sure.
David Vandelin, chief of the DEP's Office of Explosives and Blasting, says there are more requirements in the permit than just posting warning signs. The mine company must physically make sure no one is present before they blast.
In this case, we've said arbitrarily that at least 1,000 feet out, which is more than necessary a lot of times, from any blast, we'll make sure no one is in the area on these facilities. So on, like, say, the Lindy Trail, they would check the first 250 or so feet, and they'll post somebody up there and make sure no one comes down that far while they're shooting.
Vandy Lind and Acting Director of the Division of Mining and Reclamation, Harold Ward, both say Keystone has gone above and beyond to follow state and federal environmental regulations on this site. Members of the Knopf Forest Coalition obviously disagree. The group is passing out petitions and yard signs all over Charleston and the surrounding area, and is asking residents to call the governor, the DEP, and their lawmakers to ask for the permit to be withdrawn. When asked if that was enough, Cordell paused and then said,
"There are no guarantees. What we can do is try as hard as we can. And I think that we have a real good chance of being successful because of the connection that people have to this place, primarily. And I think we have a real good chance here."
A group of Loudondale residents who live right next to the site have entered an appeal with the DEP Surface Mine Board, separate from the coalition. Cordell says his group will continue to gather petitions to present to the governor in the next few weeks. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.